You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Education Minister Erica Stanford announced that the construction of open plan classrooms would be halted. The National Party had previously petitioned for the classroom design in 2011, with the idea of pushing for flexibility in the way students were taught and to accommodate a shift in how technology is used in educational spaces. However, the classroom design has received a mixture of responses. Some say the classroom design resulted in a noisy and distracting environment. Despite this, surveys by the Council for Educational Research showed that most teachers like open plan classrooms, adding that students benefited from the classroom design. News and editorial director Joel spoke to Blair Dravitsky about the government's move regarding open plan classrooms. Dravitsky is a spokesperson on the topic for the New Zealand Principals Federation, and Tumuaki, principal of Te Uru Tarata, Lemonwood Grove School in Rolleston.
For those who are unaware, what are open plan classrooms and how do they operate differently compared to the standard sort of classroom?
Yeah, so open plan describes the physical environment that came in a few years ago where classes were built differently, walls were, I guess, removed and spaces were differently constructed. So, for example, in our environments, we have sort of between, 80 to 100 kids with three teachers operating in spaces. However, open plan, depending on the type of build, whether it be refurbished, rebuild, or brand new build, they're slightly different in each context.
In announcing the move away from open plan classrooms, Stanford said the reforms would be designed to improve student outcomes. With open plan classrooms, what are we seeing regarding student outcomes?
Yeah, the when you consult with people that share a similar narrative, it's easy to, I guess, make broad brush statements around open plan classrooms. For myself, we're very fortunate to be purpose-built. We were built post-earthquake, so we've had no issues around things like acoustics because we've got acoustic panelling, and we've had no issues with the way in which the environment's delivering curriculum, because ultimately the focus for us is around how we drive pedagogical improvements, which is around how we deliver curriculum. So we still teach direct and explicit instruction as per some of the other initiatives that our minister has introduced in recent times, and we've been doing structured literacy for 5 years. So it's an interesting view on the environment, because for us the environment is secondary to the way in which we deliver curriculum.
Labour Party leader Chris Hipkins says the quality of teaching was more important than the design of classrooms. What is the correlation between a student's learning environment and the ability for effective teaching?
Yeah, I've been a principal for 12 years and I've taught and led schools both with single cell, I guess, environments as well as open plan environments, and I agree with the his statement around good teaching is good teaching, and the investment in my own staff in particular around their professional development and their understanding is far outweighs the environment directly. We've got great staff who work together, they communicate together, and they're also supportive of each other because they're on show all the time. They're constantly teaching in front of each other, so therefore can feed back and provide, I guess, real-time conversations to support those who have got neurodivergent needs or they might have behaviour issues. So the real-time support, which I think is hugely important in regards to the way in which we deliver the support for teachers to do their job.
Hipkins also said that when he was education minister, he let schools decide on what decisions they were wanting to make. Should schools have more independence here regarding what works best for them?
Schools in New Zealand are self-governed, so every school is self-governed and works with the local ministry offices as well as government direction around how we implement things at the moment. For us, we will continue on in the same direction, so we'll make decisions for ourselves and in the best interest of our communities and the context we work in, because although we're a small country, the sort of broad brush across the whole thing is I don't think going to be very successful. We need to work based on our communities, and those who know our communities best are those who work in them day to day.
How tricky will the transition be for students who are accustomed to the learning style associated with open plan classrooms to moving to a different system?
It's an interesting question. For us, the change wouldn't actually be focused on the environment, so to speak. It'd be focused on the way in which we deliver curriculum. However, we don't intend to make any difference or changes to our physical environment. For others that are going from school to school, it's like anything. The way in which our teachers, they connect with each other, I think they would struggle moving to different environments because actually they enjoy working collaboratively with other staff. And the way in which the leadership of the school is delivering those professional development opportunities to ensure that collaboration's happening, whether they be in a single cell or an open plan learning environment. Kids in particular, I think, will adapt and I guess change to suit. However, the advantage of the open plan is that if it's one of my teachers is always sick or she's on release, or he's on release, I should say, then actually we've got other teachers they know very well because they have multiple people in the same space all the time. So that would be my concern around that.
Is there a difference to how open plan classrooms operate depending on whether the classroom design is in a primary, intermediate or secondary school?
It's really, again, context based. For us, the primary school environment where I work, it works really well. But again, we've been purpose-built to suit the need. For others in secondary, I probably can't comment on that. I would put you towards some of my colleagues that work in that area on a daily basis. But we continue to have, our communities well supported. They really, do see the value in what we're doing. And I know Claire Amos up in Auckland is doing a fantastic job in an open plan secondary environment. So it's there's plenty of good talk and positive conversations around these environments in schools. And when it comes to the consultation process, I'm not aware that any of us were actually consulted to discuss this from a positive lens. So when you have a narrative, you always can find people to support that narrative if you choose to go that way.
The move coincides with the announcement that the government will move towards a new flexible design. What should we expect here?
Yeah, from what I've read, and I've read probably the same media announcements that everyone else has, is around that they'll have sort of glass sliding doors, so there'll be opportunities to open up spaces, which, again, working in both environments, I still believe Minister Hipkins's statement around good teaching is good teaching, and the most important resource that we have is that. So good teachers in those environments will still work really successfully. And I'm not opposed to the flexibility of those spaces, but I haven't seen any designs yet. And it's probably more my concern about those who have the comments that are negative in regards to those who are currently operating different environments. For those moving forward with new builds, it will be what it will be. But for the rest of us, there's no mention of any kind of resourcing to retrofit. So for those who do choose or those who wish to manipulate their current environments, I'm not sure that the coffers will allow that to happen anyway.
That was the New Zealand Principals Federation, Blair Drivitsky, on the government's changes to open plan classrooms.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.